This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to explain something to the globalists. I want to explain something to their minions. I know you guys make these deals mainly out of fear. And at first, you know, you give in to some pressure, and then it's more, and then you're a kept creature. But you're going to be like the people hanging off the helicopter skids in Saigon when it fell in 1974. I mean, that's where this is going. The globalist program is meant to fail. It's meant to bring us all down. And you think you're parlaying yourself into some, you know, position, but now the position doesn't look so good when what I told you 10 years ago is now mainstream news. 8 years after I said it, 2 years ago, they started reporting elite secret airstrips all over New Zealand, Tasmania, Kauai, underground bunkers, multiple year food supplies. And most of these globalists have already moved their families out. So, wow, you've really set up something really, really nice and really sustainable. Not. So Mike's with us two more segments. Mike, you know, it's not just that I know Joe Rogan or he didn't have me back on his podcast. It's that I wasn't paying attention to him for years because I'm so busy and my listeners are like, dude, this guy's bad news. So then when he started really trashing me, I started actually watching, and like every time I watched, it was some horrible globalist scam. And I was like, this guy's literally turned into a snake. Maybe he was always one. So this isn't personal with the Joe Rogan thing. It's just that I've got to not have any sacred cows just because I've been friends with somebody. And I respect the fact that you have that leadership characteristic that's what this is all about, is doing what's hard, Mike.
Well, what you and I have both come to learn is that the only people that we can trust are people who are being persecuted by the establishment. And that's actually being censored by Twitter, being deplatformed, really actually gives you authority or credibility, I should say, with the real people of the world. Those who are never censored, those who are promoted, are the snakes and the liars and the deceivers. But being shut off, being a shadow ban and being deplatformed, economically sabotaged, remember, this is all part of how they attack you. First, they smear you, they lie about you on purpose, and then they silence your ability to defend yourself. And this is what they do to Trump. This is what they've done to you for many years. You know, the lies about you are, I mean, the only person they've lied about more is President Trump. But they know exactly what they're doing. I'm talking about the media establishment. They know what they're doing. They know that you can't defend yourself. They know that if you try to defend yourself, you will be shadow banned. And they know that most people actually, not your listeners, but sort of the brainwashed public, can be easily influenced and swayed by disinfo from the New York Times or CNN or, you know, USA Today, whatever, or even people like Joe Rogan, by the way, who, it's not too late for Joe, you know, he could still be a champion for humanity if he would reject these dark, destructive forces and actually come out for humanity and speak out for humanity. People can change. People can grow. You and I have grown over the years. We've become more prominent in our defense of human liberty, human life, opposing abortion, all of that. We're just more firm now than ever. But you see, that's what happens. You have this polarization. People either go to extreme evil or they go to extreme good. And at this point, Alex, it's very clear who is with God and who's with Satan at this point. That's what's becoming clear now. The mask is off. The demons are out. And you can tell who's defending life versus who is destroying life. It's all clear now.
And again, we're going to roll the footage when we come back with the audio of Trump saying we should not kill babies after they're born and Pelosi refusing to stand up. That clip is coming up. We start the next segment.
Yeah, think about these people. If I know you got to go to break shortly, but if these people would kill their own babies, do you think they wouldn't kill you or conservatives or Christians or gun owners or Trump supporters? Mass murder is what's next on the agenda. And the censorship is the prelude to the mass murder that's coming.
You're absolutely right, and it's just beyond chilling. It's absolutely confirmation. Not once, not twice, not three times, but over and over again when they said, let's stop killing babies after they're born. We just saved a bunch of women from sex slavery.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There's a moment in history where cultures, nations, peoples, civilizations decide whether they're going to go on and continue or whether they're going to collapse. And now, our entire world is in that position. Humanity is choosing its destiny. The censorship is accelerating. The Chinese social score is expanding to America. The establishment is flexing its will to vertically integrate the economy and then force its anti-human directives upon us. But then there's that moment when the governor of Virginia says, we kill babies after they're born. We keep them alive because they're taking their organs. And everybody starts going, wait, it's illegal to kill a baby. Well, it was a baby before, but it was a baby after. But now, as we were always told, now it's infanticide. And then he defends it. And then, I don't think big league politics was part of this, but clearly that was in the dirt file on the governor to keep control of him. They had that the whole time. In fact, fraternities and groups get you to do that, so they've got the goods. One week you're having sex with a sheep, the next week you're having sex with a 16-year-old girl, a couple years later it's a 5-year-old kid, and, well, next you got to kill a kid. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And so they were so scared of the people seeing behind the veil of how they're harvesting these organs, because he slipped up, that they went ahead and said, get in his file and leak it to some right-wing group. Which I'm glad it came out, but it became a smokescreen for the rest of the story. There's a playbook. It doesn't matter. Trump's on the trail. And so he's there saying we've saved these thousands of women and children. The Democrat women won't get up. Cortez won't get up. Pelosi won't get up. Talks about dead babies. We shouldn't kill babies after they're born. Pelosi looks pissed. Won't get up. Daily Show makes jokes about it. People are like, wait a minute, you're talking about killing babies after they're born. This is, you see, because these are sick, evil people. And they know you've got a conscience, so that's why they always tell you you're being bad, because they know that you have that place to, like, oh, I did something wrong, when these people have no authority over you, and they literally hate you and want to kill you. That's their wavelength. That's their broadcast. They've sunk to pure evil. Like Mike said earlier, you either resonate becoming better and better, or you sink. And the enemy knows that, and they know the planet wants to resonate with God, wants to go to the next level, wants to literally have clear, focused understanding and real light, not deception.
So Alex, I want to point out they've also legalized the torture of these infants. Think about this. There are no limitations on the method of killing them that is now legal in New York, and I don't mean to get graphic. But the method.
No, we have to do it. Get into the method.
Anything.
Get into it.
They can stomp on it. They can use a pair of scissors, a scalpel. They could suffocate it to death. They could put a plastic bag over its head. Look, there are no limits to how they can kill this baby because they do not define it as a living baby. They define it as an unviable tissue mass, and there's no law in their minds against torturing a piece of tissue. So think about this. They've legalized the torture of babies, Alex, not just killing them.
And you're absolutely right. That's in the bill. That's in the law. The same law in Virginia. This is their pushback to us saying don't kill babies in the 7th, 8th, 9th month that are viable. They can be up for adoption, at least inform the women. Oh, no, no. We're going to keep them alive and then harvest their organs. And then you're right. They don't spend the money like you would on a dog for a $10 shot of lethal injection. I worked for a vet, used to have to help them do it. I hated it, but you know, they were always in great pain, so I understood why. It was still sad. This is a baby. They don't give them a lethal injection, as you just rightly said. The standard way it's done is a bag around the head, or some places are so evil and into it, they kick the baby around. That's been in law enforcement reports. Or they throw them in a bucket of water. And then sometimes there's famous cases where nurses are so hurt who aren't part of that part of the facility that they get the baby out of the water because some babies can, you know, still even fight in that position and in survival instinct, and they run out and hide the baby. There's been famous cases where famous people have been dug out of dumpsters.
And we have, you know, in addition to this Twitter censorship, we were contacted by Apple. This has been going on now for about 2 weeks, and they sent us a list of articles that they say we are not allowed to publish or they will ban our app with Apple. And one of the categories that they say we cannot talk about is abortion. And the other category, believe it or not, Alex, is Satanism. So Apple is telling Natural News that we're not allowed to talk about abortion or Satanism, or they will ban our app.
Let's stop right
there.
That's
what it has come to.
Have you written about this yet at Natural News? This is huge.
I haven't had time. I'm going to do a feature article on that probably tomorrow.
This is huge breaking news that not only, as you point out, it's always worse than I can even say, these laws, these bills that have passed in some areas, passing in others, unfortunately, we need to stop them, obviously, let them kill the baby any means they want, including torture. And yeah. But let's expand on that. That's why the governor threw in, we keep them comfortable. Aren't you nice? You're so sweet. That now Tim Cook, after teaching everybody that Alex Jones is banned, he's now moving on to sending you, what, an email, a letter saying, we won't approve your app, or we'll...
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, this is from the app development team. And what they do is they send us collections of articles that are not allowed that they say they're going to ban our app if we continue to allow those articles. And those articles include, of course, abortion and Satanism. But also, by the way, one of the articles was an article that talked about Apple censoring Alex Jones. So they are going to censor us if we talk about censorship and if we talk about the murder of babies. And one of the other topics they won't allow us to talk about is illegal immigrants carrying infectious diseases into the United States. So Apple, the insanity of the censorship has reached a whole new level with Apple, Twitter, Google.
Well, it's all a plan. It's all a plan. And you need to contact Congress. I think Louis Gohmert needs to see this because this just shows the incredible racketeering that's going on. They need to be subpoenaed. All of this needs to come out because this is the model. Since we mentioned it, here's President Trump saying we shouldn't kill already born babies, and Nancy Pelosi will not stand. Here it is.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb.
And then you just zoom in on the TV ad on Pelosi's ugly face looking so pissed. Now let's look at another one of these harpies. another one of these demons. They've been transferred from magical goddesses that, you know, take care of the babies and give us life that God gave us, to now the executioners. So here's Trump talking about stopping smugglers and things like this. Let's play Cortez and then Kamala Harris. Here it is.
Today he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says that if I can make sure these young girls get their justice, I've really done my job.
Hit pause. Mike's got to go. He's going to do 5 more minutes on the side to finish up, but I got to finish with this and get his take. Imagine if Trump was the Speaker of the House and Pelosi was the president, and while he's talking about kidnapped women and children being saved, she's looking pissed, looking down at papers, and acting like she doesn't care. They would say, Trump acts disgracefully and sends out, you know, signals that he doesn't care about women and stuff. And he would be rightfully criticized, but this pig, and again, it's over and over again they do this, Mike.
Well, yeah, this is all part of the propaganda deception. And, you know, Trump just, I think he just won the 2020 election, by the way, with that statement. And we must defend life, because if we don't defend life, then what are we here for? If the Democrats are willing to kill their own children, they're willing to kill anyone. We've got to stop them. We can never let Democrats have power over us ever again.
That's right.
For the rest of our lives.
Democrats have fully converted to Satanism. They are a satanic army.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, notice the way a psychological operation of infiltration and demoralization works on a planetary scale, which we're witnessing, is you ambiently turn up the heat slowly until people adapt to being poisoned, being dumbed down, being demoralized, being enslaved, until suddenly, like, well, of course we kill babies after they're born. And of course we've got human-animal hybrids. And the Church of Satan is on ABC, CBS, NBC News, warning of the dangers of the vice president. But Mike Adams can't have articles about the dangers of Satanism. Apple says you can't do that because their symbol is the apple with a bite out of it. The knowledge of evil. It's all in your face. So he's leaving us in a moment, but I wanted to finish these clips. Here is Cortez. When we hear about people being saved from smuggling, she doesn't stand up. She doesn't clap. She sits there like a demon-possessed creature and just stares at him with death eyes. Here it is.
Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says that if I can make sure these young girls get their justice, I've really done my job. Thanks to his work and that of his incredible colleagues, more than 300 women and girls have been rescued from the horror of this terrible situation. And more than 1,500 sadistic traffickers have been put behind bars.
But Cortez doesn't stand up. All right, I can't watch any more of this. Let's go to Kamala Harris now. Kamala Harris actually shaking her head on a similar statement of the president. Here it is.
Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business.
Look at the Democrats. They just look like demonic freaks. And I should add, they didn't stand up when he said stop human smugglers and traffickers and all this. And I mean, Mexico is a hellhole on its northern border. These people are crazy. There's Kamala Harris shaking her head. I mean, these are just, what a bunch of narcissistic, demonic people. So, Mike, in closing, naturalnews.com, you've been censored for defending human life, standing up against the latest Bitcoin scams that, you know, corrupt billionaires are foisting on people. Why do you think we've seen the acceleration of the Democrats and the left, all of the world, really coming out in defense of everything evil Are they uncloaking, or did they, or were they always this evil? Or, like you said yesterday, it's like an order's gone down, a transmission has gone out that has really activated them, and they're getting more vicious by the minute.
Well, they've always been this evil, but it's been covert, and I think this is their reaction to the mass awakening that is happening. And that credit goes to people like you and InfoWars. The independent media all around has been waking people up globally. And that awakening is accelerating. And this is why the reaction now is a panic decloaking by the pro-Satan, you know, pro-demon left to accelerate their schedule of exterminating human life. And by the way, we say that, but it's real. It's not a metaphor. They are working to exterminate human life on our planet.
You've written about it. The New York Times, they're all coming out saying humans are bad. Let's get rid of all of them.
Absolutely.
Soon we'll all be dead. It's going to be so wonderful. We need a world government to kill everybody. That's the cult. It's a death cult.
They openly talk about it. They openly talk about eliminating 90% of the human population. They say people are bad. They say carbon dioxide is bad, and that's, of course, a product of human respiration. And this so-called Green New Deal now being pushed by Ocasio-Cortez, if you think about what she is demanding, she's demanding not only an end to all commercial air travel in America, she's also demanding the mass slaughter of all cows and eventually the mass slaughter of all humans, because those are the primary sources of carbon
dioxide. It's a new dark age. That's what the global carbon tax system is, a new dark age.
Yes. Yes, and they're going to justify the extermination of human beings through this Green New Deal kind of logic, to say that in order to save the planet, they have to exterminate humans. But really, their goal is not to save the planet, not to save anybody. Their goal is utter destruction, because they are demonically possessed destroyers of worlds. You know, this is much bigger than politics. This is much bigger than current events. This is, as I said yesterday on your show, this is a cosmic, biblical of scale war.
This is the full offensive stuff. Exactly. We've been facing, and Christ talked about it, everybody knows it at gut level, and again, the San Francisco elite all believe they're in contact with this. They believe this is an enlightenment to do all this. I mean, how insane is that? But literally, we've been probed before. There's been an emissary here, but this is the main offensive invasion about to happen.
It is, and remember, the greatest trick of the devil is to convince you that he does not exist. And many of these people, you know, some people are wholly possessed by a demonic entity. Other people are simply influenced by demonic entities, and they're still partially human. But believe me, Alex, some of these people on the left are no longer human. This is critical to realize. You are not dealing with...
Why are their eyes all so big? All these silicon people, even under heavy lights, it's like they're on hardcore drugs. Huge pupils.
Well, yeah, and whatever divinity they might have been born with is long gone. They don't have a divine spirit anymore. And that's why they're capable of murdering babies. That's why they're capable of all the attacks and slander and lies and deception. The Democrats have been overtaken by pure evil. And defeating the Democrats is not a political victory. It is a cosmic divine victory against pure evil. And we have to keep that in mind no matter what we do, Alex. And I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate what you do. You know I'm fighting just as well. This fight has only just begun. It's going to get a lot worse for us, Alex. I hope we're both ready for it, because the attacks are coming. But in the end, God wins. God wins, and I'm on the side of God. There's just no, that's not negotiable. That's it. I don't care what threats they level against me. I am with God. I am with life. I am with truth, light. I am with freedom of speech, personal human liberty, and the divine. End of story. That's
and it would be much easier if people stopped believing Silicon Valley's lies and looked at everywhere they're openly telling people. I mean, Twitter, before they banned us, would send us messages and would have their executives call here and tell us this is what you can say and what you can't say. It's literal social conditioning. Mike Adams, God bless you. Keep fighting hard. Everybody can find the Censored News at naturalnews.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
And again, folks, without you spreading the word for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we're dead in the water. We're still fighting. We're moving forward. It's critical that we be on the air with the events that are about to unfold, the good, the bad, the ugly, but just massive evil being turned loose upon the planet. Now, we come back. I want to get more into Now Mainstream News, splicing humans with mice. It's been going on a long time. Next Decade's news today. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread those links. InfoWars.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're in St. Augustine, Florida, asking people which politician they think is in this photo. And if they think it's a Republican or Democrat, let's see how many people actually know it's a Democrat. Why would the city put assault weapons out for just anybody to get their hands on? I'm going to show you a photo, and I want you to guess which politician is in the photo.
Politician? Donald Trump.
Who do you think would be most prone to dressing like this?
Dressing like that?
You're one of those people?
I mean, I would think like Donald Trump because I hate that guy.
Sam, I don't agree.
Who do you think would be prone to dressing like this?
Trump.
Which politician do I think it is? Trump.
Donald Trump.
Trump.
I'm going to go with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What makes you think it's Donald Trump?
Because he's a fascist, racist pig.
Do you have any evidence for that?
Plenty.
Give me one.
Well, I could, I'm on video. I'm not gonna grab her by the...
You think that's racist?
That's extremely sexist, yes.
It's a good one. Yeah, I don't know. Bush?
George W. Bush.
That's Caitlin Bennett.
Yeah,
and it's a very powerful video.
Martin Luther King.
Do you think Martin Luther King is in a KKK hood?
Oh, the KKK?
Either.
So the full report is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Liberals think it was Trump in Ralph Northam's racist photo. And then the first 5 minutes is her asking him questions. And then the next 5 minutes is her saying, by the way, that's a Democrat governor, Northam. And then they go, well, I don't care now. It was a long time ago. But since they thought it was Trump, without her even saying that, he was evil. So that's the doublethink. That's the brainwashing. That's how wrecked these brains are, how soft and stupid. And we're not cherry-picking. You go to universities, you go to trendy areas, it's like these people are dead already. They are so stupid. What was weird is a few people that had foreign accents, they knew who it was and what was going on. It's just insane. It's so dangerous, too, folks. You know, more prosecutors from the whole Mueller witch hunt have just left. They've just resigned from it. That's in the news. People are saying, oh, that signals the witch hunt is about to end. No, it doesn't signal that. It signals that that phase, and that now Congress is going to start all these other fake investigations that aren't Russia-based, 84 of them. And Trump tweeted about it this morning. He said, so now Congressman Adam Schiff announces, after having found zero Russian collusion, that he's going to be looking at every aspect of my life, both financial and personal, even though there's no reason to be doing so. Never happened before, unlimited presidential harassment. Yeah, if Trump calls for a criminal investigation of Hillary, they go, he's meddling with the Justice Department involved in politics, when that's his power to do it. But when Congress does all these witch hunts, when they're the ones in bed with the Russians and stuff, it's just A-okay. So you just saw part of that clip with the Caitlin Bennett that just goes to all this ignorance. She's joining us, along with Millie Weaver, another great Infowars.com reporter. They also have their own news organizations. They're just contributors here. We're very proud to have them working with us. I don't want to be too unduly punished by the corporate board for the other great work. But both of these ladies, in just the last month, just a cursory review, have reached more than 30 million people online. So very, very exciting. That's not hits. That's views. And they're just going out and showing what's really going on. And there's another video coming up. We'll play a little bit of it at the start of the next hour for our next guest joins us that Millie did, which is so painful. I had to watch it, but she calls up and schedules the third trimester at birth killing of her new baby that she has coming in about a month. Of course, she wasn't really planning to do it, but it's so criminal that even though I know her and her husband are great folks for many years, I know she's a great person illustrating it. I couldn't help but getting mad at her, even watching her make the call, even though I knew that she was doing it to illustrate it. That's how this is a mother scheduling the dismemberment of her baby. And I mean, so I'm ranting here. Let's just start with that first. Ladies, good to have you here. What do you make of this governor of Virginia, the Democrats defending it, not standing up when Trump says it's wrong to do this? I mean, it really seems like they're showing us how evil they are.
Oh, definitely. I think that, you know, if in fact
we are going to allow the Democrats to go forward and continue making late-term abortions legalized in all 50 states, then our society has reached a level of debauchery that matches or surpasses Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And it was hard for me, Alex, to be able to make that phone call, but I know that I needed to illustrate that to people, that it is that accessible and available for women to kill babies in their ninth month of pregnancy. Now, of course, I didn't fall through or even think about going to the clinic and doing like a James O'Keefe Project Veritas style undercover report because I was too creeped out. It almost seemed like an abortion mill that you could wake up on a table and next thing you know, your baby's out of you because you signed some power of attorney form from a doctor or something. So that's why I didn't fall through.
Oh, Millie, great idea to do this. I'm not even criticizing you. I admire you. I'm saying at just at a cellular level, watching a mother even, you know, call that she can call a place to kill a baby after it's born, it was just so viscerally hard to watch. Imagine actually seeing it really happen. It's just incredible. I got to tell you, though, everybody should go watch the video. It's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and share it. How to schedule abortion at 9 months. This is very, very powerful information. Caitlin Bennett, what was it like for you to watch that video?
Well, when they told me that they were doing it, I was kind of excited because I was like, finally someone's going to, basically bring to light how easy it is to do this because the law tries to say that it's only in extreme cases. And Millie proved that it wasn't. She was able to say, well, how do I go through those loopholes to say, what if I have depression? Or, you know, what if I'm sick? Or what if I just, you know, I'm mentally unable to have this baby? And they were saying, yeah, go through with it. We'll determine those things when you have the ultrasound. I think it's so important that she did this video. It did make me sad because I was still, you know, just like you said, you know she wasn't going through with it, but it still made you sad to watch it. But at the end of the day, she uncovered how it's not just these small, rare cases. It's anything, you know, just as long as the doctor says, okay, yeah, you aren't fit to be a parent. We can take this baby out and kill it, right before birth. So I think what she did was great, and it's so important.
And the next big shoe to drop is this degenerate demon governor of Virginia. He is a orthopedic. He's a surgeon that does not orthopedics, like muscles and bones. He is the look up the type. But I was reading his bio. He's the specific type of surgeon that does surgeries on organs on babies. And then I knew that because they keep catching these big hospitals selling the organs and keeping babies alive. And then sure enough, that's where this whole rabbit trail is leading us.
Well, one of the false talking points that these pro-abortion advocates are making is that abortion is required to save women's lives. And if you actually listen to OBGYNs and former abortionists, what they'll tell you is that they've never actually had to perform an abortion to save a woman's life. Because abortion procedures take up to 3 days. It can take up to 3 days to dilate the cervix enough to evacuate the baby in a saline abortion, which is the only type of abortion that's illegal for late trimester. So if actually a woman was in immediate need for help, what they do, and they have always done, is they deliver the baby via C-section, and if the baby's born early, it's taken off to NICU. At least the babies are given a fighting chance to survive. What Hillary Clinton and these feminists are pushing is intentionally killing a baby in advance and then days later delivering it. That's not saving women's lives. That's killing babies.
And they're getting caught everywhere selling the body parts. So now they're trying to pass laws to keep the babies alive after so that they can get around that. I mean, this is beyond Charlie Manson and Sharon Tate.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Nelly Weaver and Caitlin Bennett, two amazing reporters,
go and tell that midnight,
are joining us right now live
the Rambler,
on this
the
Thursday, February 7th, 2019 transmission. We're going to go right back to them. But I want to tell TV viewers, viewer discretion is advised. I told you this back at the start of the first hour.
Well, my goodness gracious,
that I was going to air footage of post-birth abortions. Now, we've obtained footage of 4 post-birth abortions. These are human beings being brutally murdered in front of broad daylight. in front of medical personnel, in front of everybody. And we're going to air this footage right now, ladies and gentlemen, of partial birth abortion. Like the president said, how are you doing this? Radio listeners, I'll describe it. How are you doing this when the baby's already born? Because remember, post-birth abortion is the same thing as killing granny. Remember Newsweek, the case for killing granny? And what Bill Gates is pushing. The idea that killing off and not taking care of each other makes us a better society. No, it makes us a worse society. So for TV viewers, let's go ahead and roll a footage from 1963, a post-birth abortion in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. Go ahead and roll it, please. This is a Zapruder film. President John F. Kennedy in Dallas before he was going to come to Austin. And boom, shot in the neck and then shot in the front of the head, and the whole back and side of the head blows out. Now, PBS can show that. We'll have complaints because we're Alex Jones. We shouldn't show it. And by the way, I'm not being sarcastic. This is a post-birth abortion. How old was Kennedy when he got killed? And the deep state wanted him dead, so they aborted him right there. Abort means kill. Let me show you from Saudi Arabia. This is somebody else being post-birth abortioned. Okay? And so they, again, take their sword and cut your head off right there, folks. This is a woman that didn't do what her husband said. And so here you go. Here goes the post-birth abortion. Because that's what it is. You're killing someone outside the womb. And if you're offended by this, you know, I'm sorry. The stuff they show kids shows is 10 times worse. This is real, though. And this is what's happening. And then, of course, we can show you Senna, a famous race car driver, dying in a world champion race. And that's post-birth abortion, except it wasn't conscious. He chose to get in the arena. So going back to you ladies there, if we actually tried to show an abortion, and you can get footage of partial birth abortions. I've watched it only a few times, and I can't look at it. We're not going to show that here because we really care about babies. And we could see Kennedy killed or see a poor woman get her head chopped off, and it's terrible. And I borderline don't do it. Just like it upsets me to see Millie calling to schedule the execution of her new baby that's coming, when even though she wasn't planning it, she's doing it to stop it. It's visceral. I get why people are upset. But you should be upset, folks, so that we can protect children and not let this happen. Millie, Caitlin, you want to comment on that? I mean, what's your view of my point from this angle of this is post-birth abortion?
Yeah, so I really thought that you were going to show, like, a post-birth abortion, and then I saw the video, and I was like, one, that's clever because it's true. Those are literally the same things. I think, you know, the only thing I've been thinking about is the State of the Union, how none of the women in white, none of the Democrats stood and clapped when President Trump said he wants them to push for legislation that would ban abortions when the baby can feel pain. These people don't think that this is murder. And I don't know how to convince them that it is, because they chant and scream in the streets that it's just a bundle of cells when it's not. This is a party that values science to push up our taxes because they think climate change is happening. But they completely just throw science out the window when we talk about abortion and how it's murder. And I don't know how to convince them otherwise.
Well, look, they're not the party of science. They claim they are. They're the party of tyranny and the party of evil, and they want to dehumanize life. They want us to think humans are bad and that humans are the problem, so we don't value ourselves and don't stand up for ourselves. Millie Weaver, why do you think the Democrats are coming out in the open like this?
Well, I wanted to answer the first part, the first question you asked Caitlin there about, you know, what I thought about the afterbirth abortions. Caitlin recently posted a video on Twitter that went mega viral where, you know, a father was out with his daughter at a women's march promoting abortion and trying to deny that it was murder. Then he turns around and says to Caitlin that he's going to afterbirth abortion her. You know, he's going to late-term abortion her. And so he acknowledges then that essentially it's killing. You're talking about killing a person. And, you know, that's one of the things that Hillary Clinton was trying to get out from underneath during her debate with Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. She was trying to say, oh, well, this is necessary for women's health. And Trump was saying, well, she's actually saying that babies are going to be drugged from the womb moments before birth. And that's exactly what the Democrats are now pushing for. And they're using the talking point that this is to save women's health, that it's medically necessary when it's not medically necessary to kill babies, you know, right up until their due date. You can just deliver them and allow them to live. But then again, this isn't about women's bodies, women's choices. We're talking about whether or not they're going to allow for the killing of babies, because I don't think most conservatives are actually objecting to babies being delivered prematurely if the mother is in a serious
medical emergency. Sure, that's all a giant red herring. Everything's a red herring. Look, they want to keep the babies alive so they can get the organs. That's why they're trying to pass these laws as a cover. But since you mentioned it, that video, I think, had like 18 million views just on Twitter alone, Facebook. I mean, so when I say you guys have gotten like 30 million views the last few weeks, it's way more than that, which, again, shows people's hunger. And that's one reason, Caitlin Bennett and others, I've noticed people are attacking you and the Ben Shapiros and people, because they think they own conservatism. They're gods, you have to understand. And when they see you without you being pushed by the Google algorithm, getting more views than them, that's very upsetting to Ben Shapiro and other people. And then other people join in on making fun of you because you're right out of college and also working with Millie, doing a great job, and they're just jealous of you. So it's pathetic, and it's why I hate these people. You know, Ben Shapiro ought to feel good that there are a lot of smart, young, attractive women and others out there taking action. But again, these people are monopoly men, and it's why I hate their guts. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, so I've always said that the mainstream conservative people that I actually used to look up to, I used to look up to Ben Shapiro, I used to look up to the conservative millennial, Matt Walsh, I used to look up to all of these people, and now I see that they're mad because I didn't wait my turn. I didn't go through CRTV, I didn't go through the Blaze, I didn't go through all of these GOP, you know, rhino websites or something like that. I didn't wait my turn. I went out there, I was mean. I left Turning Point
USA.
Yeah,
you smashed through the glass ceiling, and your average video gets a million views, and that's more than them, and they're pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I was with Turning Point USA at one point, and then I realized that that wasn't the brand of conservatism for me. I didn't like the run-of-the-mill GOP stances that they took, so I left. I did my own thing, and I am so proud of myself for what I've been able to accomplish. And if that bothers the run-of-the-mill conservatives and the rhino GOP establishment, then I'm doing my job.
Well, also, Ben Shapiro and a few others put on this affected super intellectual thing with their talking points to look really smart to a libtard. That's not hard. These people can't even talk. And then you're a young woman with a nice southern voice. They make fun of you. You know, they act like you're stupid. And so there's the conservative guys, y'all. You know, these little dumb women. Women, you just sit up. They're all the same. And it makes me sick how it's the Democrats that tell women we own you. It's the fake conservative movement that tells women we own you. No, they don't own anybody. And I'm sick of it. I've got three daughters. I want them to absolutely be as successful as any man or more successful. That's what real conservatives want. It's what the West has done. We're conserving our idea of really turning loose the power of women to make our lives better, their lives better, and to be strong mothers. We want women that know how to use guns, women that know how to fight, women that know how to cook, women that know how to kill. We want women that know how to do everything. That's what we want. But it's only real conservatives and Christians that want that.
And real conservative women actually do want to advocate for women's rights. And that's why Caitlin has said so many times about how important it is for women to carry, to be able to have a gun to protect herself.
And that's what really pisses them off about her. Exactly. Exactly. It's sick. Sick.
They want to capitalize women's rights, these feminist movements, when in reality, most of what feminists are pushing actually hurts women in the long term. If you want to talk about abortion, well, what's happening with abortion in our society right now is it's an underlying symptom of the destruction of the male and female dynamic, and it's simply a symptom of the debauchery that our society has happened after the women's sexual liberation.
Absolutely, which was nothing but a thing to destroy the family. And again, it was scientifically designed to do so. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.